Hi, this is a dictation for Alyssa Turner, A-L-I-S-A, T like Tom, U-R-N-E-R, Alyssa Turner. Date of birth is 1-19-1962. Date of service is 9-3-2025. Alyssa Turner was referred by Dr. Kadir Jalil. Specialist is here for a new patient visit today for ongoing chronic pains. She reports that she was walking in a parking lot on May 20, 2024 on a roller walker when she hit a pothole and she fell backward, hit the floor with her head and pelvis. Since then, she's been having severe pain in her neck, mid-back, and lower back. After that, she went to the DMC hospital emergency room as well as Beaumont Hospital emergency room. She has done physical therapy for 1 week. She has had initially a lot of insurance problem and there was no therapy done, but now she has done almost 15 visits, going one PT visits per week. She never had any MRI for the spine. Oh no, sorry. She has had the MRI for the lumbar spine and cervical spine that have been sent to us from Dr. Jalil's office. She reported that she cannot pee without commode and hence she cannot give any urine sample. According to her, the pains are continuous and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, and they are 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 7. The pain are worsened by walking and standing and improved by lying down and medications. MRI and X-rays have been done. Patient do not have any shooting pain or numbness or tingling. And she has seen primary care doctor 12 times, Dr. Kadir Jalil, and pain doctor visit Dr. Bazi. She has done for more than a year. She is being discharged by Dr. Bazi for some reason. Not the drug screen, but something else. He do not want to give any more pain medication for her. So she is being evaluated here if any further need is there. Please review the record for the ADL, or for system review, sorry. System review, surgical history, allergies, family history, employment, legal history, as well as personal history. Also the diagnosis page, as well as the injury sheet, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination, this is a 63-year-old African-American female. She weighs 240 pounds, height is 5'2", blood pressure 99/75, pulse is 106. All socks is 100%. It's a 3-year-old female of a alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, colorblind, colonicia. And she's well hydrated, well dressed, attitude is good, demeanor is good, not feeling depressed or anxious, in moderate pain phases. Other than that, test of the physical examination is completely normal, and also the musculoskeletal examination is normal. In the musculature examination, there is some spasm of both the trapezius muscles with several trigger points, and the SI joints are found tender with positive Faber test, Gonsalon test, but negative compression or negative distraction test. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention in the neck the Sperling sign was found positive and all other are negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test positive at 35 degrees bilaterally, CLR is positive, CAM test was positive. Rest of the testing is negative. Please review the diagnosis for diagnosis page. And the plan of treatment is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Pralosex 20 mg twice a day for 60 tablets for stomach pain, Elavil 50 mg at night, 30 tablets for pain relief, Gabapentin 800 mg twice a day for 30 days for further pain relief. The MRIs that the patient brought were reviewed, and the patient has facet arthropathy generalized, and she is advised to consider having injections to the facet joints, thanks to and possible median nerve block and also radio frequency nerve ablation. The MRI for the cervical spine was not present. Oh no, cervical spine MRI shows. Now this MRI was done in 2024, acute compression fracture involving superior end plate of T3 resulting in approximately 60% loss of vertebral height and degenerative disc disease, but no spinal canal stenosis. Patient was advised that she should see a spine surgeon for kyphoplasty as well as possible spinal cord stimulation that she refused. The patient has been advised to visit us in 2 weeks. By the time we'll have all the records available, she has been to various providers, which includes Dr. Bazzi, Wrigley Pharmacy, Marilyn Green, the attorney, Beaumont Hospital or Corville Hospital, and DMC Hospital. So far, thank you. And she'll be scheduling an appointment. Follow-up note, today on 9/11/2023, I myself called the patient, and the phone number was found disconnected. Some lady picked up the phone and she said, this is the wrong number. We do not know how to get in touch with her as she doesn't have the current numbers for the phone. Thank you. Bye-bye.